Welcome to Simple Living Works, Episode 1. I'm Jerry Iverson. It's my pleasure to be your host. We at Simple Living Works believe that simple living really does work. Voluntary simplicity, choosing to live simpler lives, is a faithful, satisfying, and effective lifestyle. It is not a list of rules, nor living on the cheap. It avoids fads, convenience, and deprivation. We believe in abundance, that there's enough for everybody's needs, not anybody's greed. Contemporary, faith-based simple living is guided by the five life standards of Living More with Less, the classic by Doris Jansen Longacre. I'll discuss these standards in the next episode. The mission of Simple Living Works is equipping people of faith to, first, challenge consumerism, second, live justly, and third, celebrate responsibly. We continue the mission and resources of the nonprofit organization Alternatives, which served from 1973 to 2011. The three parts of our mission are elaborated in text and video. I'll discuss them in later episodes, and links are listed in the show notes. After this short series of Getting Acquainted episodes, we intend to produce a half-hour podcast twice a month, hopefully educational and inspiring for you, your family, and your congregation or group. I'm glad you're with me. I greet you from Sioux City, Iowa. First of all, what's happening to simpler living? In February 2011, my successors were not able to keep Alternatives for Simple Living going after 38 years of service, so they legally dissolved the nonprofit organization, and eventually Alternatives Archives will be maintained by the ELCA, that's the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. The ELCA Hunger Program was one of Alternatives' main supporters for many years. One of Alternatives' colleague organizations, the Simple Living Network, or simpleliving.net, also closed at the end of 2010. Its extensive online discussion groups, called simpleliving forums.net, are being maintained by the New Roadmap Foundation. You can join their many conversations, including Your Money or Your Life, also called Financial Integrity, at simpleliving forums.net. Well, who are we? I served as executive director for Alternatives for Simple Living from August of 1995 through December of 2007. The ELCA Hunger Program and my successors at Alternatives welcomed me to publish a new e-newsletter, which I started in November of 2011. It is a growing cooperative effort, now including YouTube, several blogs a week, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, and now the Simple Living Works podcast. Our various social media will direct you to free resources about simpler living on the internet, including those produced by Alternatives. At a time when millions of Americans and billions of humans are living simply involuntarily, we hope that this podcast will serve to show that simple living is not about sacrifice. It is such a joy to get the burden of stuff off of our backs. Well, what aren't we? We are not selling anything. We're not asking for money. This is a completely voluntary organization. Yes, you are welcome to contact us by email. This is not a counseling service nor a speakers bureau. I do offer free coaching on the internet for groups, either groups that are just starting or groups that may need a little incentive, a friendly nudge. And what can you expect? Well, each episode of this podcast may contain free resources to use yourself, to share with others, to teach at church or in other groups. It may include information about other helpful, like-minded organizations. It may include books, videos, etc., to get through your public library. Ask your library either to order them for their permanent collection or to borrow them for you through interlibrary loan. We don't recommend collecting anything, even books. Our website, simplelivingworks.org, contains hundreds of seasonal and year-round resources for children and adults, for family, home, and church. Well, let me share with you a little bit about our family journey. My spouse Rita and I read Doris Jansen Longacre's Living More with Less in 1982, and it has become one of the most important books in our lives. We serialized it on public radio, even rebroadcast it. Then we serialized the Alternate Celebrations catalog by a group in Georgia called Alternatives. Even after the radio series was over, people would give Rita a funny look when we would meet them on the street, and after a bit, one would usually say, "We know you. You're the Simple Living Lady." Well, she was the talent, or the voice, and I was the techie for that series. We became members of Alternatives, and in August of 1995, they asked me to lead the organization. Since then, I have given over 300 presentations on voluntary simplicity. Have you ever felt that everything you have done in your life has led up to a certain point? Well, that's how I felt. Some call it synchronicity. I call it the call of God. We consider ourselves earnest but not condescending about simple living. We built and lived in a geodesic dome with solar panels for over 20 years. Now it's a Mexican restaurant called Alicia's Taco Dome. We wear mostly recycled clothes, and we love to laugh. And why do we stick with voluntary simple living? Well, while we boycott greedy mega corporations and protest laws from bought politicians, we can still control our own lives. It's far more than wearing favorite old clothes or growing a few tomatoes. Voluntary simple living is a comprehensive, faithful way, focusing on generosity, not on legalism, not self-centered libertarianism. It's about community, not survivalism. I have served as an associate in ministry, or AIM, in the ELCA, that's the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, for over 25 years. Simple Living Works is a prophetic ministry more than a pastoral ministry. Now, pastoral ministry focuses on worship, education, and outreach, and tends to avoid controversy. Prophetic ministry embraces controversy. It shows people the logical consequences of their choices and offers alternatives to lives controlled by the dominant culture. Well, we have produced numerous resources to help others, and most of them are available on the Simple Living Works website in text, audio, and video. And the link is in the show notes. The classic Living More with Less has been central to my ministry. It's now available in a 30th anniversary edition. Now, if you're an overachiever and want to skip ahead, the link in the show notes leads to our blogs, video, text, and podcasts about Living More with Less. Or you can take it step by step and enjoy the ride in the next episode. I hope you'll visit our website and get acquainted. We try to keep improving it. Here's a brief tour. The homepage at simplelivingworks.org is colorful and kind of retro. Besides the menu bar at the top, which is the same on most every page, the home page contains 7 windows. Those windows rarely change, and most are self-explanatory. Number 1, for example, takes you to our extensive archives. Number 2 takes you to our various social media, such as our Facebook page, our Twitter account, our blog, etc. I hope you'll like us on those pages so that we can notify you when we post new content. Most important for this podcast is window number 3. Click there to go to the show notes for each episode. You can access our numerous videos from window number 4. Notice that we give there an alternate address for accessing our site if you have a problem. Please be patient with our site. It's quite large, over 1,000 pages, but don't be intimidated. I'll be introducing you to lots of interesting places and material there through this podcast. If you have questions about this podcast or about our website, email us at our new address, podcast@simplelivingworks.org. Our previous addresses still work and will continue to work. And now for some news. Item number 1. What an honor that the video, Simply Enough, Straight Talk from Tony Campolo and Shane Claiborne on Simple Just Living, lives on as Choose Justice, a Daily Lifestyle. Produced and distributed by World Vision Canada, version 2.0 is indeed a beautiful package and engaging tool. Well, who is Shane Claiborne? From working alongside Mother Teresa in Calcutta to founding the Simple Way community in inner-city Philadelphia, Shane is a best-selling author, renowned activist, sought-after speaker, and self-proclaimed recovering sinner. And who's Tony Campolo? Named by Christianity Today as one of the 25 most influential preachers of the last 50 years, Tony is a sociologist, pastor, author of more than 38 books, social commentator, and sought-after speaker. In the new version of the video, the focus has been changed from a visual dialogue with a straightforward study action guide to an extensive conversation guide with short supportive video clips. The beautiful heart of Simply Enough remains in Choose Justice, the personal touching stories of Tony and Shane. The focus on Christian lifestyle, especially as we relate to the poor of the world, and the helpful, engaging guide can be copied for group use. Copies of Choose Justice are available at the store of thesimpleway.org, that's Shane's organization, for just $10. Now, our adventure of making the original video is still online. There you can find the text of the original study action guide, photos of the crew at the filming, graphics of the original support materials, a link to most of the bonus segments, the testimonials from well-known people about version 1.0, etc. A link in the show notes gives more details. And I'll tell you the whole saga in episode 3. So thank you, World Vision Canada, for keeping this inspiring educational tool alive. News item number 2. This is Alternative's 40th anniversary year. Well, why would we want to celebrate the 40th anniversary of a defunct organization? Well, as Shane Claiborne said when he heard about Alternative's revival as Simple Living Works. Gerald, great to hear from you and to know that Alternative's rising from the dead. Another resurrection story. Please keep us in the loop about ways we can conspire and dream together. Your brother, Shane Claiborne. Well, the plans are modest for 2013. No big party, no big fundraiser. First, start this podcast and advance Alternative's mission through social media. And secondly, get as many hard copies of Alternative's resources, booklets, packets, CDs, DVDs, etc., to the ELCA archives as possible. There they will be copied and mailed upon request at minimal charge. News item number 3. The annual Advent Christmas booklet, Whose Birthday Is It Anyway?, was probably the best-known resource that Alternatives produced. We published 25 editions. All of them are still available on the Simple Living Works site. Because of Creative Commons licensing, individuals and congregations can reprint articles without further permission. The articles are carefully indexed, and the links are in the show notes. When Alternatives was dissolved in early 2011, one of our long-standing supporting organizations pledged to continue publishing the booklet. Although that has not happened, we will post articles on the site so they are available to anyone. The link for the submission guidelines are given also in the show notes. So, in brief, you're welcome to contribute to our most widely read resource. Whose birthday is it anyway? The current edition will be updated as new material arrives, so send ideas and items anytime. Prepare something now while it's really on your mind. An item may be new or not, original or not. Send art, like line art or photographs, that depict the tension between faith and culture, especially at Christmas time. Send personal experiences, especially intergenerational ones, related to simplifying Christmas or finding meaning and happiness in relationships instead of stuff. Send family activities, rituals, or worshipful ceremonies for Advent, Christmas, or Epiphany. We reach many through our website, blogs, and other media. Sorry, we cannot pay for any submissions. To read the past 25 editions of your choice, use the link in the show notes. Please send your submissions by email. If you need to send something by U.S. mail, email us and we'll send you a mailing address. Thanks. And now for our plans. In episode 2, I'll discuss the 5 life standards of living more with less. In episode 3, I'll tell you the saga of Simply Enough. It's a fascinating story. Later this fall, you'll hear the 6-part radio adaptation of the well-known Whose Birthday Is It, Anyway? You're welcome to share your thoughts on these subjects. Please email a message to podcast@simplelivingworks.org or leave a comment on our Facebook page or on the Simple Living Works blog. All those addresses are given in the show notes at our website, simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Well, it's time to wrap up episode number 1 of Simple Living Works. If you haven't subscribed yet, we hope you will now through iTunes or your favorite podcast service. Urge your friends to do the same. We'd love to get to know you as a subscriber to this podcast and to the blogs we post new each week. Subscriptions are free and they keep you current automatically when we post something new. Remember to like us on Facebook. We do not solicit or accept donations, nor do we sell anything. All of our resources and services are free of charge. We're an all-volunteer organization. You'll receive the free Simple Living Works e-news once a month. And we publish nothing on paper except a simple flyer to hand out at meetings, conferences, etc. Thanks to Earth Mama for the music on our show. Find details in the show notes. This podcast is covered by Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share and Share Alike license. To learn more about Creative Commons, click on its link on our website homepage. Until next time, this is Jerry Iverson of Simple Living Works podcast, wishing you well as we strive to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly.